We have a motion to bring the meeting back to open session.
So moved.
So moved by Mark.
Second.
Seconded by Michelle. Gentlemen, on behalf of the entire Board of Education, I'd like to thank all three of you for coming out this evening and expressing an interest in serving on our Board of Education. It's nice to see that we have three very interested and competent individuals seeking to fill a vacancy on our Board of Education. Unfortunately, we can only select one person. I want to let all three of you know that out of the eight members who currently serve on the Board of Education, five of us tried to get a seat on the board when the board member resigned and were not successful in getting a seat on the Board of Education. And a couple of us then ran for election in April and were elected by the citizens of Clinton Township. So if you're not selected this evening, we would ask you not to be too discouraged, but to give some serious thought and consideration to running for the Board of Education in April. It's not a very difficult thing to do. You can pick up a petition at the Board Secretary, School Business Administrator's office. I believe it requires 10 signatures from the citizens here in Clinton Township to be placed on the ballot. So again, if you're not the successful candidate selected this evening, I would encourage you to think seriously about running for the Board of Education in April and being elected. At this time, I will entertain a motion to select somebody to the Board of Education.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion.
Mark, if you would, please.
I'd like to make a motion to nominate Mr. Kevin Malloy to the fill the vacancy for the Clinton Township Board of Education.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Kevin Sturgis. May we have a roll call vote, please?
Michelle Cresty?
Yes.
Mr. Freda?
Yes.
Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Mr. Kaplan?
Yes.
Ms. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Ms. Sullivan?
Yes.
Mr. Dinkum?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Mr. Malloy, you want to come up, please?
Certainly.
This time I'm going to read you through the required oath of office.
Certainly.
Just repeat after me.
Mm-hmm.
I state your name.
I, Kevin Malloy.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States and this state.
And to the governments established in the United States and to this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
I state your name.
I, Kevin Malloy.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I possess the qualifications prescribed by law.
That I possess the qualifications prescribed by law.
For the office of member of a Board of Education.
For the office of member of a Board of Education.
Am not disqualified as a voter pursuant to RS-19:4.1.
Am not disqualified as a voter pursuant to RS 19:4.1.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly.
Perform all duties of that office.
Perform all duties of that office.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability. Thank you very much.
You would come right over here and take your seat.
Certainly.
Thank you, gentlemen, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good luck. Thank you.
We'll now have our first public comment, which will be on agenda items only. So if there's anyone from the public that would like to address the board on an agenda item, please feel free to do so at this time.
That is correct, sir. If you'd like to come up this time to talk about the addendum. Okay.
Yes or no? No, okay. Where am I? The next item on the agenda is the Facilities and Finance Report, which is action item 085. Mark, you want to...
Yeah, let me just make the motion. We have some training issues last minute, so let me move.
Mark, can you speak in the microphone?
Oh, sorry.
I can hear you. I'm so far away.
Sorry about that. We just have three last-minute training issues. Let me make a motion to move FF085, which is PECS training. PECS is, I think that's a visual communication for autism students. Is that right, Kevin?
That is correct, Mark.
Okay, so there's three training issues there. Make that motion.
We have a second?
Second.
Second by Kevin?
By Mark.
I'm sorry.
First by Mark Kaplan, second by Mark Frey.
Okay, Kevin. Any discussion on item 085? My understanding is this is special education. These teachers are going to Atlantic City for some specialized training in special ed?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. No discussion. We'll have a roll call vote, please.
Ms. Kresty?
Yes.
Mr. Freda?
Yes.
Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Mr. Kaplan?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Ms. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Ms. Sullivan? Ms. Sullivan?
Yes.
Mr. Dinkum?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. There is an agenda item that was part of the addendum, and it was sent to the board members late this afternoon, and I believe there were copies that were placed on the table this evening. I'm looking at agenda item 125 under personnel and negotiations to appoint an individual to do home instruction. Michelle, as head of the personnel committee, if you would be so kind to make that resolution.
Yes, I'd like to move action item 12, PN 125, please.
We have a second?
Second.
Second by Maria. Any discussion on action item 125?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Kevin, the instruction the student's receiving, is it in addition to instruction in school?
No, sir. This is in line with two reasons that we do home instruction. It's when a child is not unable to attend due to a medical need, or when we have a child who is put home because of extended discipline.
Okay.
This is not extended discipline. This is a medical need.
So the not to exceed 5 hours a week, is the child receiving any other instruction?
No, that is what is required by law. So if need be, when the teacher is working with this child and they believe that more time is needed, they can go back through the process through the Director of Special Services to say that more time is required based on the amount of time the child has been out or will be out.
Just, it seems like if the child was in school and is home ill, can they possibly keep up with 5 hours a week of instruction?
It's direct instruction, it's one-on-one instruction.
It's more intensive.
Kevin, so it's a little more intense. And depending on what the doctor expects of the child,
okay,
that's what we work around. But as I said, given the amount of time a child is out or prior to the home instruction starting or after, it can be, the time frame can be updated. But that is the required time. If it was a child of special needs, it would be 10 hours.
So this child is not classified. So the number of hours of instruction, where does that come from? Is it from the child's primary teacher or from the principal?
Given the fact that we are dealing with a child who is at the middle school level, it really would be one teacher to do the work if need be, or we split the work between the...
How do we arrive at the number of hours? Is it the child's general education teacher making the recommendation, or?
No, it really would be the team
so the kid is
weighing in on this through the school nurse, the guidance counselor, and the principal.
Okay, all right.
That's how they arrive at. So Ms. Kiefer is our accelerated math teacher.
Okay, thanks.
My understanding is that this is a minimum that's required
Is that how we work?
When a youngster goes on home instruction, not being a special, as Kevin said, this is not a special ed student, so the 5 hours is a minimum that we're required to provide. If the child needs more, it then becomes the responsibility of the person doing the home instruction.
To say so.
Not only that, but the person doing the home instruction also has the responsibility, since it's a middle school student, and the student has a multitude of teachers, then it's the home instructor's responsibility to go to those teachers to make sure that the student is kept up to par with everything that's going on in those classes.
That is correct, Mr. Dinkoff.
Go ahead, Maria.
Kevin, I have a quick question. We don't, if let's say after 2 weeks the teacher thinks the child needs additional care, we won't be putting the child in a bad way. I mean, can we approve the additional hours that might be needed before a board meeting, or can we only do that at a board meeting?
Given that the board has already allowed the minimum, mm-hmm. I could, in an emergency situation, meaning this will happen the next week, we won't meet for another 3 weeks,
right.
I could go ahead and approve that, but I would have to make sure the next meeting it's before.
Okay,
but I would let the personnel committee know that that's happening, because
okay.
It would be a personnel issue.
Okay, thank you.
One last quick question. Is there an existing formal process where you check the progress of a student that's out to make sure that they are staying on track?
That, again, as Mr. Dinkoff pointed out, Mrs. Sullivan, that comes through the home instruction teacher back to the team here in the middle school. So there's kind of a checkup as it goes through, but it's not a formal report card, per se.
Okay.
It's more about what is the core curriculum, and really it goes to the child's ability to attend to the lesson, given their need at the time, but as well where we can compact curriculum. So okay. When they return to school, they are right in pace with their fellow students.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead, Mark.
This has nothing to do with the actual motion per se. It's more specific of, with a new board member on board with some of these motions, is there a recommendation perhaps to abstain instead of actual voting yes or no?
Usually, that is correct, Mr. Freda, for a first time not seeing an agenda,
right.
And this is new to
right.
all the board members, but you got right. notice via email today, they could abstain on this, but voting yes on it does not...
I'm just talking from
a problem,
new,
right,
new,
from Mr. Malloy.
I remember Pat used to, recommend new folks abstaining because
right.
they're
right.
involved.
But as this is a new addendum to everyone, he could abstain or he could vote yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We have a roll call vote, please.
Ms. Cresti?
Yes.
Mr. Freda?
Yes.
Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Mr. Kaplan?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
I abstain.
Ms. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Ms. Sullivan?
Yes.
Mr. Dinkoff?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Next item on the agenda is old business. Under old business, I would ask our superintendent to give us an update on the status of the position of board secretary, school business administrator.
I met with three candidates today with a team of administrators that were available in district. We went through the three candidates as we did in the other round of candidates. I have two that I would like to bring to the board next Monday. And I was talking to Mr. Dinkoff today about the possibility of either moving up the board meeting and see the availability of the board members to possibly have interviews with the two candidates and then have a motion open-ended, and if the board is so inclined, to have someone approve that night. So that would be next Monday's meeting. If everyone is could possibly be here at 6:30, we'd be able to do a 6:30 and a 7 interview and go into our 7:30 meeting.
These are permanent positions, not interim, right?
Right. The one interim that we were in discussions with took a full-time position in another district.
Okay.
Or if anyone would like to start earlier?
We can start at 6 o'clock?
We're asking...
You want to start at 6?
I don't know, I mean...
If there needs to be a discussion afterwards...
I can start earlier, I don't know about everybody else.
That'll be tough for me to start earlier next Monday night.
Is 6:30 possible for anyone?
It's possible for me.
Mark, 6:30 is okay?
Six or 6:30 is fine with me, too.
I'd have to check the calendar, I can't give an answer right now.
Yeah, I don't have my calendar with me either.
So I guess we have to follow up via email or phone calls tomorrow.
All right, I will send an email tonight and ask everyone to just reply back to me your availability. 6 or 6:30, and then I could advertise accordingly. And then I will also send out the information on both candidates.
We normally would start the board meeting at 7:30. If we couldn't start at 6 and we started at 6:30, if all the board members could make it by 6:30, even if we went to 7:45, 8 o'clock, if we could get both interviews in that night and hopefully select somebody. So the board members will let you know their availability at either 6 or 6:30 for the 21st.
Thank you, Mr. Dinkoff.
On the heels of that, can I have a follow-up on an issue? We also talked about, I guess, you know, when a new BA comes on board, there's going to be some assistance needed, I guess, on weekends and perhaps et cetera, from our old BA to help us out.
That's only if we don't have somebody in the next month. We need somebody, a purchasing agent, to sign off.
Do we have an update on that, or do we have any confirmation, or how is that being handled?
Mrs. Lenhart is available if need be, but that was something the board would have to take action on next Monday.
Okay.
If they do not approve a candidate moving forward Monday night.
And if they do approve a candidate, that's a moot point?
That is correct.
Okay.
Depending on their starting time, we still may be able to utilize that person to come in on weekends to do just that, to sign off on those purchase orders.
All right. Thanks for the update.
The two individuals that you interviewed today, one has experience as a business administrator, and the other...
They both have business administrator experience.
Okay. And their resumes will be sent out this week to all the board members so we can have an opportunity...
Correct. I will send the email tonight and send you a PDF of their information.
Okay. Very good.
Do you have Mr. Malloy's email address?
No, I don't.
Mr. Malloy, before we leave tonight, would you make sure that Mrs. McKenzie has your email address and your home phone as well as your cell phone, please?
Certainly.
Thank you. Is there any other old business that needs to come up before the board? Any other old business? I want to remind the board that I made a commitment at the October Board of Education meeting that one of the items that we're going to have on the agenda for the November meeting is a vote on the pay to play. Thank you. I was going to say the land across the street from the middle school. Pay to play. So... That we do anticipate that item being on the agenda for next Monday evening. We're at the point now where we're going into the recognition of the public for the second time. If there's anybody in the public that would like to address the board on any item, please feel free to do so at this time. Okay. And state your name and address for us, please. Don't worry about it.
Sure. I'm Eric Tauscher, and regarding the student who's getting the extra ed teaching, the only comment I want to make is I think it's going on 3 or 4 weeks. She hasn't had any instruction at all. So regarding the 5 hours, I'd like to see it maybe updated a little more if that's possible.
And I when Ms. Kiefer contacts, right, and she is not. Okay. When she does, that's something that you can discuss with her.
Okay.
Based on her academic needs and her current abilities.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Tauscher.
All right, you've taken care of that. Thank you, sir. New business? Do we have any new business that needs to come before the board? No new business. I'm looking then for a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
So moved by...
I'll second it.
Mark. I'm sorry, by Mark. Seconded by... Michelle Christie. And do we anticipate taking any formal action?
No,
after we
do
come
not.
Out of executive session? We do not. All those in favor of going into executive session, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, we're going to executive session.